Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Each and everyone who are joining in with us this evening, we bless God and we praise God for each and every one of you. We count it an honor and a blessing to be here for this, the second night. Hallelujah, God. The second night of our seven night end of the year Holy Ghost filled revival. Hallelujah, God. This year's theme is the secret place. Hallelujah. And I don't know if y'all missed last night. Oh, on Christmas evening, Reverend Dr. Christmas brought a word, brought a word, brought a word. He told us we better not pretend, we don't need to sin, and we don't need to depend when it comes to worship. Hallelujah, what a word we received. And I'm excited about what God is going to do this evening with tonight's speaker of the hour. So we are not going to prolong anything. I really can't wait for us to get into the Word of God. So we are going to start with our scripture reading for our topic, for our revival topic, which is coming from Psalms 91 and 1. Again, that's Psalms 91 and 1. And I'll be reading it from the King James Version. And it reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Hallelujah, God. And you know, I'm going to read that one more time, but I'm going to read it from the Message Version. It says, "You who sit down in the high God's presence," hallelujah, "spends the night in Shaddai's shadow." Hallelujah, God is talking about being able to be in that secret place in the presence of God. And we know that the Word of God is already blessed. So just as we did last night, before we go into the Word, we are going to be ministered through music. We will be listening to The Secret Place by Brother Benjamin Israel. Right after that, Reverend Dr. Christmas will be coming on to introduce the speaker for this evening. Before we go any further, we are going to be blessed with and ministered to by music. And it will be The Secret Place by Brother Benjamin Israel. Aina na kabasade la 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 bayade ye na 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 kabarado la ya na da de de da ya ile kasalia da basade la la. I will make the secret place my dwelling place forever. I will make the secret place my dwelling place forever. Lord, I will make the secret place my dwelling place. Away from the noise, away from destruction, hey! Away from the night, oh, oh, oh. Away from destruction, away from the night, away from destruction, in an accord, and I will make the secret place my dwelling place forever. Lord, I will make this secret place my dwelling place forever. Away from the night, away from distractions, away from the noise, oh yeah, yeah.
said, I bring you greetings on behalf of the New Life Covenant Family Fellowship and the Cathedral Church, where Bishop Charles Daniels is my presiding prelate. We want you to look at your Bibles at Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 46, and I promise I will not have you on here long. Mark chapter 10, 46 through 52. The Bible says, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. If I could use for a topic for the next few minutes, don't stop until you get it. Don't stop until you get it. God, we thank you and we honor you tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. Lord, we ask that you would just have your way on tonight. God, I pray that you would forgive me of any sin that I committed before your sight. God, I pray that you would just minister not only to your people over the airwaves, but minister to me as well. Lord, I pray that you would not allow me to minister out of self, but minister out of your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for this opportunity. God, you know I don't take any opportunity lightly, but I'm grateful that you have chosen me for such a time as this. God, I just pray that you would not only bless me or strengthen my body, but I pray for Pastor Toy as well, God, that you would strengthen her body, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. My brothers and my sisters, for the sake of time, I want to jump right into the text. Blind Bartimaeus, someone who in the text is identified by his issues, followed by his name. Anybody ever felt like people see your issues before they see you? They identify you by your past and not by your present. Say things like, do you know such and such? And the response is, who? The crack addict followed by a name, the prostitute, the drug dealer, the thief, identifying you before they actually identify you. I'm going to say that again, identifying who you were before they actually identify you. Blind Bartimaeus, whose name simply meant son of Timaeus, was a charity case. His disability left him in a position to beg by the side of the road. He heard Jesus was coming with a multitude, and he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He could not see. He didn't know how far he was, but he called Jesus. And what I love about this is he didn't have the same senses that those around him had. He couldn't see Jesus, but he could hear that he was coming. Maybe it was by the whispers of the people saying what they would asked Jesus for, or the excitement in the people's voices, or maybe he remembered the sound of Jesus' voice from previous times. By now, I am sure he has heard of the fame of Jesus healing someone in the same predicament as he was in, which brings me to my first point. He cried. He heard and he cried out. To hear means to perceive with a sound made by something or someone, or simply to be told or informed of. I find it very fascinating when I am out and I see someone blind crossing the street. When I was a kid, I used to think they were playing because I couldn't understand how someone who can't see can still walk across the street and not get hit. Because they are blind, the brain is able to heighten the sense of hearing amongst other senses. They take the time to listen and to feel the vibration on the ground before they move. They depend on senses that we take for granted. Blind Bartimaeus heard Jesus was coming and began to cry out by faith. The Bible lets us know we shall walk by faith and not by sight. Notice, if you will, that Bartimaeus did not say, Jesus, come heal me, come deliver me, come touch me, come open my eyes. But he said, Jesus, have mercy on me. He asked for Jesus to show mercy, and those who were around him told him to be quiet. They wanted to silence his voice. What can this beggar want with Jesus? He is not in a place to be in the presence of such a powerful man. I know some of y'all have heard that before, that you were not in a place to be in the presence of God. He's blind and a beggar. I can't allow Jesus to hear him. He may do something for him that I need. He might actually show compassion on them. They did everything to discourage him from crying out to the Lord. He ignored them and only got louder. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The more they told him to be quiet, the louder he raised his voice. The more they told him to shut up, the more he chose to do the opposite. And tonight I am encouraging you to get louder. The more they tell you to quiet, to be quiet, the louder you praise, the louder you worship, the louder you ask for grace and mercy. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. I can hear people saying, it doesn't take all that. This is not how we do it around here. And if he hasn't answered you by now, he's not going to answer you. But Bartimaeus wasn't concerned. He just hollered. And he didn't stop because he knew something was coming. Are you willing to shut out the voices of people for your breakthrough, for that healing, for just the time with the master? Are you willing to put yourself in a position where Jesus can hear your cry even through the multitude? Bartimaeus' persistence and determination got the attention of Jesus. And when Jesus, the New Living Translation in verse 49 says, when Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, tell him to come here. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, they said. Come on, he's calling you. Jesus stopped in his tracks and tells the same ones that told Bartimaeus to be quiet to tell him to come here. Now remember, these people not only have to tell him, but they also have to help him. The people are of high prestige, but Jesus told them to tell him to come here. He could have easily walked back to Bartimaeus. He could have spoken a word for him to be healed, but he told them to tell him to come here. Anybody grateful that the Lord will bless you in front of those that want to keep you down? The Bible says that he prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He said that he would make your enemies your footstool. They said, come on, cheer up. He is calling you, indicating that not only is he calling you, but I'm going to help you get there. Get to him. Jesus will put you in a place to bring the same ones you wanted nothing to do with to him. This is why we have to be careful how we treat people. We never know when God has need of us. He heard and he cried out, bringing me to my second point. He responded and he gave his request. Blind Bartimaeus got up and he dropped his garment. In in the biblical days, you were identified by what you wore. He tossed the cloak that reminded him that he was not only blind, but he was a beggar. He wanted to be right in the sight of God, and he dropped the weight that he's been carrying to come into the presence of God. I'm going to say that again. He dropped the weight that he's been carrying to come into the presence of the Lord. We can say he knew once Jesus finished with him, he would never be the same again. He knew that Jesus was the one person that could not only hear his words, but hear his heart. We have to get to that place that we go into the presence of Jesus, the presence of God, the presence of his spirit, expecting to be like Jacob. I am not letting you go until you bless me. I won't stop until I get it. Now, here is where the text bothers me. It is very evident that this man is blind, but Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Why would Jesus ask something he already knows the answer to? Remember, Bartimaeus asked Jesus to have mercy on him. His request was something general, something that could be given to anyone around, but Jesus wanted him to dig deeper. Sometimes the Spirit pushes us to make our request to be known beyond the surface of our words, but the request of our heart. And some of us are asking the Lord to show mercy when we really want healing, when we really want deliverance, when we really want peace, when we really want joy. We have to remember that if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. He heard and he cried out. He responded and he gave his request. And my last point is he received. Jesus didn't touch him, but he called him forth. Jesus didn't spit on clay. He didn't send him to a river or a lake. He simply said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." And immediately he received his sight. And he immediately followed Jesus. What Christ does for us should ultimately give him the glory and change our direction from following our will and way to following his. And as I come to my close, Bartimaeus did not stop until the Lord heard his cry. He didn't stop because the people told him to be quiet. He didn't stop because of his disability. He didn't stop because he was in a lower class than those that were around him. He didn't stop, but he kept the faith. He heard of Jesus, and even if Jesus didn't do for him what he did for others, he knew Jesus would show mercy on him. Others walked past him, but he knew Jesus would show him compassion. He didn't stop until Jesus acknowledged him. What we didn't point out is that blind Bartimaeus recognized Jesus as the king, hence why he called him the Son of David. Blind, but not deaf. He was blind, but not deaf. He was naturally blind, but spiritually he had 20/20 vision. Don't let the voices turn you away from what God has in store for you. Don't stop until you get it. Don't stop praising until you get all that God has for you. Don't stop worshiping him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't stop crying out until your healing come, until your peace come, until your deliverance come, until your joy come, until you can get in that secret place with him. Some of us are going through even right now because we have not gotten to that place where we can pray the way we should, because we've been discouraged by other people. We've been discouraged by other places and things. But don't let the discouragement of people, places, and things keep you from crying out. Don't let what people say about you keep you from crying out. Don't let the fact that people have told you to shut up keep you from crying out. Don't let the things that you see keep you from crying out. Don't let the discouragement of time keep you from the promises of God. For the Bible says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't allow situations and circumstances around you stop you from crying out to the Lord, whether it be in public or whether it be in private. It is time out for us playing church. It is time out to only praise when people are looking at us, but it is time to cry out unto the Lord with a sincere heart and be like David and say, cleanse me, O God. Cleanse me, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Don't stop until you get it. Don't stop until you get the very thing that God has always promised you. Don't stop until you get the very thing that you know that you desire from the Lord. Don't stop until you get the very thing that the Lord continues to put in your spirit. A lot of us have given up on our jobs. That we've given up on entrepreneurship. We've given up on home ownership because of what people have said. But don't stop until you get it. Don't stop ministering until God tells you to stop ministering. Don't stop preaching until God tells you it's your time to stop. Be instant in season and out of season. Don't stop until you get it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop until you get it. Maybe you heard the word of the Lord and you have been in a position where you have given up, that you felt like the louder your voice was, the louder the discouragement was, the louder the negativity is. And I want you to understand something. I want you to know something. In the midst of every negativity, there's a positive message. In the midst of blind Bartimaeus being on the side of the road and people telling him to be quiet, he understood that in the midst of all of that, that Jesus was walking by and he could not keep his mouth shut anymore. Maybe you're on this broadcast and you don't know the Lord and you don't understand why blind Bartimaeus did what he did, but you want the very thing that he got, and that is some type of healing. Maybe you realize that I need this Jesus that you're talking about, and it's so simple. It's simple as ABC, accept, believe, and confess. So if you're here and you're listening to the sound of my voice and you want Jesus, I want you to say these simple words. Lord, I am a sinner. I know that I was born in sin, that you would forgive me, that you would have mercy on me. I believe that Jesus died on the cross. And I confess that you raised him from the dead. I believe that, as the Bible says, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus, I call you on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me into your family. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Simple words with a big step. Maybe you're on here and you hear my voice and you say, you know what? I used to walk with Jesus, but I got tired of people. I got tired of the stuff that I saw. I wanted more in my life, but I need to come back. The Bible says that God is married to the backslider. And the Lord is just like the prodigal son's father, standing at the road with his arms wide open, waiting for you to return home for him to receive you again. If that's you, just rededicate yourself to the Lord. If you've given yourself to the Lord and you've rededicated yourself, please, please, please find yourself a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Find yourself a pastor who will preach and teach the unadulterated word and not this cotton candy gospel. The thing about cotton candy, as soon as it goes in your mouth, it melts. And it has no substance. It cannot get you from point A to point B because there's nothing more than sugar. But make sure you find yourself a pastor who can give you a full course meal. Even give you the things you don't like to eat, but you know that is good for you. For the Bible says that God will give you pastors according to his own heart. Pastor Toy, I appreciate the opportunity to minister to the people on tonight. And I thank you again for considering me for this assignment. God bless you. It's now in your hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. She said, don't stop, y'all. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop till you get it. Hallelujah. When I was in the world, it was a song that we used to say, don't stop. What was that song? Don't stop. Till you get it, don't stop. It would drop this beat with it and be like, don't stop. And as soon as you would hear that beat dropping, don't stop, everybody would start really getting their groove on. That's what God is saying in the spiritual realm. He's saying, don't stop till you get it. Hallelujah, God. When she read that, I'm telling you, the scripture that dropped in my spirit as she was preaching was Isaiah 43:19, where God said, behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah, God. There's a new thing coming for the people of God. Hallelujah. Now, listen, for some of y'all, yeah, it might be money. It might be houses and all of that physical stuff. But I'm not talking about physical newness. We're talking about a spiritual newness. God is about to do a new thing. Hallelujah, God. He's making roads in the wilderness where people said you couldn't travel. God is making a way for us to travel. He's giving rivers in the desert where it's supposed to be our season of dryness. God said, not for my children. Hallelujah, God. And he's providing rivers where man has decided he was going to put us in deserts. There is a new thing coming. We bless and praise God for that word that has come forth this evening. We are on our second night, and I told y'all God is going to do something new on night two. Hallelujah, God. We just blessing and praising God. Tomorrow night is the third night of our revival. Souls will be set free on night three with Reverend Aaron Williams, who will be bringing the word for us on the third night of our end of the year seven night Holy Ghost filled revival. Hallelujah. We just bless and praise God for each and every one of you. Please spread the word. Tell everyone to join in with us in this old year and bring in the new year in the presence of God in the secret place. We bless and praise God for each and every one who joined in with us this evening. Again, we invite you to join back in with us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for night three, where God is setting souls free. Hallelujah, God. The man of the hour will be Reverend Aaron Williams. We will see you here tomorrow night. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you. We thank and bless God for Reverend Dr. Christmas and for Elder Elisha Cooper. Elder, the ministry is back in your hands. Wonderful word this evening for you to close us out. God bless.
Thank you again for the opportunity and for allowing me to minister to the people across the airways. I'm grateful tonight for what God is going to continue to do in the lives of his people. I'm just in awe of what God is doing. And don't stop until you get the very thing that you know he has for you. Let us pray. God, we thank you and we give you glory. We thank you for what our ears have heard on tonight and what our hearts have felt. God, we just pray and we just thank you. We ask that we would retain the word that you've spoken on tonight and that your people will continue to give you glory, that they won't stop until they get it. But God, beyond that, they will continue to praise and to worship your holy name, for you are good and your mercy endure forever. We just thank you. God, we pray for the minister for tomorrow night. Lord God, we ask that they would declare your word with Holy Ghost boldness, God. And we pray for Pastor Toy, Lord God, again. We ask that you would heal her body, Lord God, that you would just move the way you want to move, God. We come against the assignment of the enemy. And we ask, Lord God, that you would just loose your healing power in the name of Jesus. And we give you all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings and favor until we meet again.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. He set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
Yeah, I gotta admit it, I'm so committed.